Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. And it's based in the Torah Reina Barbeinu, or in Eno Agon, Akam Moshe Chalab Zitzel. Ketuv Bapasuk, Parshat Kitavo, Vaydabir Moshe, etc. Haskis, Vishma Israel. Ayom Zeni Yeselam, Lashem Elokecha, Vishamat Bakoloi, Vishamat Bakol Shem Elokecha, Vishisim Sites, Chukov, Vishar Nechim, Mitzavcha, Ayom. So he tells the Jews to listen up. Today you're becoming a nation to God, and you listen to the voice of Hashem, your God, do his mitzvahs, statutes, that I command you today. Today is a key word. Rashi writes, what's today? V'chol yom yu beinecha kechan ilohim kilo hayom basa imo bebris. Every day it has to be in your eyes as if today you came into the bris with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Today, that's what we're going to talk about. Today. Omer Rav, Koach etnagdut el hatov ha-mu'il kayam rak shayachas elav uke el dabar ha-kayam metmol shelshon. Rav Chalap Omer that the power of opposition to what's good and what's beneficial only exists when the relationship is to something that already existed previously. When is there opposition? When is there resistance? When it's something old. מאחר והוויה מתחדשת כל רגע ורגע, הינה תמיד במצב של יצירה חדשה. Since existence is constantly מתחדש, it's always being recreated. It's always being renewed. והכן אותו הרגש שהיה בשעת החידוש צריך שיהיה תמיד, בכל יום ויום, the very same feeling we had. At the time of Chiddush has to be every day, because every day is Mishadish HaMachadish Metuva B'chol Yom Tamim Ma'aseh Bereishis. Every day, every second is a recreation the Mekubalim teach us. And we're going with that Mahalach over here. V'pashtus HaTorah, God created the world, and that's it, the world is created. But the Mekubalim tell us that it's not like it seems. Every second is a recreation. If every second is a recreation, then you have to feel this renewal every moment. And there's only going to be resistance when it's something old. When there's no longer a feeling of chiddush, automatically there is going to be aroused an opposition, an internal opposition. That causes a person to not have the necessary serenity and to distance himself from what's good and what's beneficial, because he doesn't feel the chiddush. So he's going to have this internal opposition, this internal resistance. Because he says it's old news. In our holy nation, there has to be a recognition. It has to be really suffused in the Jewish people. And this was taught to us by Moshe Rabbeinu, that if we want to be tamim with Hashem, we want to be complete with Hashem, we want to listen to his voice, we want to keep his mitzvahs, we have to feel this eternal truth, that Ayom Azel and Yeh Salam, we should feel every single day that we came into the bris. Every single day is a new day. Every shachris is your first shachris. Every tefillin is your first tefillin. It should be nikar, it should be recognizable that today we came into the bris. And that's the Medrash. The Meir says in Parashas Ki Tzitz, a frightening thing. Then we were at our Sinai, we said Na'aseh V'Nishma, but in our hearts, our kavana was for Avodah Zarah. And he cites the pasuk in Tehillim 78, 36, 37, Vayefatu b'fiim, or b'lashon yichazu loy, v'libam loy nachon imay, that they sort of seduced God with their mouth, but they weren't being honest with their tongue. Their heart was not with them. Their kavana was for Avodah Zarah. How can you say this about the Jews who said Na'aseh V'Nishma, such a tremendous psul? This is our moment of glory, that we accepted the Torah, the Goyim didn't accept the Torah. God offered it to the Goyim, they didn't want it, we wanted it. So how can you say that at this time, our kavana was not with God? Our kavana was with Avodah Zarah. This is frightening. So, first of all, from here the Baalei Mitzvah say, you see the shiftless ha'adam. You see how base a person can be. Even at his highest moment, he's still thinking Avodah Zarah, digger thoughts. But nature does what nature does. So, it doesn't mean that their mamish, their kavana was for avodah zarah mamish, and that they remained with this kavana chas v'shalom. But rather, they still had the yetzer hara in their hearts. Right? Chazal say Shabbos kofhei that. What's the El Zar? What's the fire in God in a person's heart? That's his Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara was still in them. And that they had Psikas HaZoyama, the Zoyama, the impurity of Chet Adam HaRishon stopped, that's afterwards when God went down to the mountain. When they said Nasi V'Nishma, they still had a Yetzer Hara. And that's Avodah Zaradik. So they said Nasi V'Nishma, but in their hearts, they still had the opposite. They had avodah zarah, dikah thoughts, meaning they had a yetzer. And they overcame that yetzer, which was still there, was latent. And in Mesiras Nefesh, they said, Nasa v'nishma. So, l'dvareinu, what it means is, based on what we said, that it's true that the Jewish people were makabel the Torah b'lev shalem. Nevertheless, they wanted to be makabel it forever. They wanted to be makabel b'lev shalom. They wanted to do it forever, but it was impossible, because in order to appreciate the nitzchias of Torah, it has to constantly be new. Hayom azeni le'eselam. That's the only way it's going to work. Otherwise, it's going to be old news. Why do people always go to the news sites? I'm saying these news sites get a crazy amount of traffic. The frum news sites I'm talking about. I'm talking about Goyim, where Goyim don't have to be makbid on their zman. Even though the smart ones do. It's a lecture. A guy's whole thing is taking advantage of your time, never wasting a minute. Gevaldik. But in general, they're not. Shmiras Hazmanim is not a Western value, to say the least. But for a Jew, what are we going to news sites for? The answer is we want something new. What's new? What's new? What idiotic thing did Donald Trump say? Now, this is not against Donald Trump. Before. Even Donald Trump supporters will admit that, you know, he'll say things that are. They're idiotic, right? The other side also, President, you know, Joe Biden, whoever it may be, what did he say and what did he do and who did they arrest recently? What more charges do they have? That's what we're holding now. All the different charges against the president. Oh, now they're having the election campaigns. See, of all these candidates, and they're talking and talking and talking, trying to convince American voters that they will be the absolute best president ever. Wow, I'm going to do a great job. What did he say today? He said the election isn't for a long, 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 long time. Oh, what do the polls say? What do the polls say? Who's in front? People want to hear news. They want something new. It's always a new ball game. There's always new highlights. Even though Be'etzem, as somebody who's watched a lot of highlights, all the highlights are basically the same, right? Saying, say he slam dunked. He jumped up and he slam dunked. We've seen 50,000 slam dunks. Okay, but it was never exactly like this, at this and this time, and this and this place, at this and this score, with exactly that pass before he slam dunked it. And maybe it's a little bit of a variation. So people want something new. People want something interesting. And even if there isn't news, and then the news sites push and make stuff up. Like, not they're lying necessarily, but they make something in the news that really shouldn't be news. It shouldn't interest people. It shouldn't even go into our consciousness, into our awareness. But they have to, because they have to keep getting traffic. They have to keep getting clicks, clickbait, they call it. So you need to keep people coming. Because people want new. That's a tchuna of a person. So what do you have to use that for? You have to use that newness for Torah. Torah is constantly every second. There are chidushim in Torah. Always you can find new things in the Chumash. Go through the parasha again and again. You'll always find new things. Now with this mafarish, with that mafarish, even if you don't not zochah to have your own ideas. But usually, just a lot of times, you read the Chumash and you just notice something you never noticed before. You have an idea you never had before. So that's a gevaldik zach. So this is happening on a mystical level as well. It's not just to see chedushim and learning. It's that it's always being mischadish. The bris is always being mischadish. Our lives are always being mischadish. Every second, God is causing our heart to beat again and again and again and again. It started like 3 weeks in utero. It's still going. So in order to be makabel the Torah forever, you have to have this hakara that it's always bechidusha. Hayom azeni liyei salam. Then it's going to be a fresh Kabbalah, a new fresh receiving of the Torah. Otherwise, it's just going to come weaker and weaker and weaker. You have that excitement at the beginning of the year, and now it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, right? So already now we're in Yud Elul, right? Yud Aleph Elul. Are people having the same excitement? Nah, you know, it's for Shvacht. And as it goes on, another day, it's now been 3,300 years. So we don't have that excitement necessarily. So if we don't have that excitement, then our Kabbalah is not forever. If our Kabbalah is not forever, that's a Vaidizaritik, because that's the Pesach for the Yetzer Hara. Then you're going to start serving other things other than God. That's a Vaidizara. Because you don't have that Amunas HaChidosh. That's what it means in the pasuk. God didn't give you a heart to know, eyes to see, ears to hear until this day. In other words, until you reach the madrega of a yom hazel in yeis olam, you didn't yet have that heart to know, the eyes to see, and the ears to hear, because all of your hasagas, all of your perceptions, were all external. And only now you see this chiddush of hayom hazel in yeis olam. Now you're full. You're full with leiv ladas einayim liros veznayim lishmaya. And the Igra Hasaga Vayayim Azeh, you can't get in the Eretz Ha'am, you can't get in Chutz La'aretz, only in the Avir of the Eretz Yisrael. That's the place where the Yetzer Hara is shechted. Like we see in Ksubis, Kuf Yud Amud Beis, Hadar Be'eretz Yisrael, it's K'mi She'yesh Lo Aloika. But if you're in Chutz La'aretz, it's K'mi She'ein Lo Aloika, as we've been discussing in our, recently been having a series, Shum, the Ramban's Shita, she was Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have a God, in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have a God. So this is the place that Zvichas Yitzhar Eretz Yisrael. Erechim 32a. Yeshua had this chus of Eretz Yisrael. He should have been asked Rachamim on the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah that it should have been erased. And therefore, even though Har Chorev was miskadish b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Yisraelim in the Mikdash, Har Chorev is very holy. Nevertheless, since kedushas Har Chorev was only b'pchinas kitchel osid lo, l'shaitav lo kitchel osid lo, was only temporary, they couldn't feel the pleasantness of this madrega of ischachus, and we didn't see the Kabbalah ha'osid as a Kabbalah mischadeshus. We weren't able to be makabel now the proper way, and we're not doing the kabbal for the future the proper way, because we didn't have this havana, this hasaga, this perception of hayyim azen eliyesan of ischachus, because the har chorev didn't have future kedusha. And now they're on the cusp of Eretz Yisrael. Now they have this feeling of ischachus, of renewal, and removal of the Yetzer Hara, and therefore their Kabbalah is a proper Kabbalah. Yom Hazel in Yei Salam. And finally, we have a Leiv Ladas, and I'm Liris, with Nayim Lishmaya, Vadvarim Amukim Ma'od, Minifloim Ma'od. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Hopefully, we'll revisit this. Shalom, shalom.